EFF leader Julius Malema is not happy with prominent party members not speaking up as the party experiences tectonic change. This follows Deputy Leader Floyd Shivambo's departure from the party to join the MK party.
We must not bother ourselves about what our enemies are saying, but we must ask ourselves, why are those who claim to be our comrades silent? Why are those who are known and popular to be the most vocal on social media suddenly silent? Why are their voices when our movement is under attack? Where are those loud voices? Why do they not use their platforms to speak in defense of the EFF if they are truly loyal to this movement? It is our constitutional obligation to speak out and declare our confidence in this movement when those who were trusted with it chose to abandon it. However, comrade, if there are those amongst us who are to be ashamed to declare where they stand as we defend our movement, I'm willing to give you a simple task and go and look at what those closest to them are saying and how they are behaving. A leader of the EFF who is well known in the EFF, who's very popular in social media, on television, radio, and everywhere else, the EFF gets under attack. These leaders do not say anything, but because they don't know where they stand. But there is a practical way to find out where they stand. Just go and look at where their parents stand. Look at where their relative stands. Look at where their spouse stands. You will know that those closest to them are speaking on their behalf because they whispered into their ears. How can someone say the decision to join Umkhonto we Sizwe is the best decision ever taken? And my wife Mantra is the first one to like such a thing. And you say Julius Malema is with us when the partner likes the things that seeks to denounce the organization and where the organization stands, where the relatives, where the cousins and siblings have declared where they stand. And you still ask yourself, where does this leader stand? Look at those around him and you will know where this leader stands. Comrades, there is no one who must not declare their confidence in the EFF. Those who choose to be silent during the attack of the EFF, we must know them for being the silent enemies of our organization, and they must be treated as such. Comrades, do not make the mistake of choosing people tomorrow who are too ashamed to choose you today. You are too busy following other resignations, popularizing certain people that they must take over, yet they are silent when people decided to abandon you. Why can't they choose you? Why do you keep on choosing the people who never choose you when it is time for them to choose you?
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.